Good morning, beloved. It's wonderful to meet here and share with you just a little bit out of God's Word as we begin this Friday together in this, the Friday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. And so today we are in Genesis. We've been skipping all over the Bible this week. We're in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through chapter 2, verse 4. And the name Genesis means origin and comes from a Greek word meaning beginning. Today's reading describes the creation of the universe and the origin of human beings. Out of desolation and darkness, God creates the world in 6 days and rests on the 7th day. And God's saving words for us now as we end up the week are praise and thanks. Giving. Praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin reading Genesis chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning, when God created the universe, the earth was formless and desolate. The raging ocean that covered everything was engulfed in total darkness, and the Spirit of God was moving over the water. Then God commanded, "Let there be light," and light appeared. God was pleased with what he saw. Then he separated the light from the darkness, and he named the light day and the darkness night. Evening passed, and morning came. That was the first day. Then God commanded, "Let there be a dome to divide the water and to keep it in two separate places," and it was done. So God made a dome, and it separated the water under it from the water above it. And he made the dome sky, and evening passed, and the morning came. That was the second day. Then God commanded, "Let the water below the sky come together in one place, so that the land will appear," and it was done. And he named the land Earth, and the water which had come together he called Sea. And God was pleased with what he saw. And then he commanded, "Let the earth produce all kinds of plants, those that bear grain and those that bear fruit," and it was done. So the earth produced all kinds of plants, and God was pleased with what he saw. Evening passed, morning came. That was the third day. Then God commanded, "Let lights appear in the sky to separate the night from day, and to show the time when days, years, and religious festivals begin. They will shine in the sky to give light to the earth," and it was done. So God made the two larger lights, the sun to rule over the day and the moon to rule over the night, and he also made the stars. He placed the lights in the sky to shine on the earth, to rule over the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God was pleased with what he saw. The evening passed and the morning came. That was the fourth day. Then God commanded, "Let the water be filled with many kinds of living beings, and let the air be filled with birds." So God created the great sea monsters, all kinds of creatures that live in the water, and all kinds of birds, and God was pleased with what he saw. And he blessed them all and told the creatures that live in the water to reproduce and to fill the sea, and he told the birds to increase in number. Evening passed and the morning came. And that was the fifth day. Then the Lord commanded, "Let the earth produce all kinds of animal life, domestic and wild, large and small," and it was done. So God made them all, and he was pleased with what he saw. Then God said, "And now we will make human beings, and they will be like us and resemble us. They will have power over the fish, the birds, and all the animals, domestic and wild, large and small." So God created human beings, making them to be like himself. He created them male and female, blessed them, and said, "Have many children, so that your descendants will live all over the earth and bring it under their control. I am putting you in charge of the fish, the birds, and all the wild animals. I have provided all kinds of grain and all kinds of fruit for you to eat. But for all the wild animals and for all the birds, I have provided grass and leafy plants for food." And it was done. God looked at everything that he had made, and he was very pleased. Evening passed and morning came, and that was the sixth day. And so the whole universe was completed by the seventh day. God finished what he had been doing, and he stopped working. And he blessed the seventh day and set it apart as a special day, because by that day he had completed his creation and stopped working. And that is how the universe was created. And today's key verse is Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, where the word writes, God looked at everything he had made, and he was very pleased. We see how that things just didn't happen by accident. And mathematicians and scientists will tell you that, you know, the possibility of this whole universe being one great big accident, it just came together. There is no intelligent design involved here. It's a mathematical impossibility. It defies all the laws of physics. And it is a lot easier for me. As a matter of fact, I became a Christian after, you know, I looked at all the different theories of origins, and I saw that what the Bible had put forth was the most acceptable and the most logical account of the creation. And then I just felt that if God did all this, he must have left some kind of, you know, instruction manual behind for his creation to read. And I began researching all the holy books, the holy Vedas of India, the Quran, and the Bible, the Jewish and Christian testaments. And I found that there was the message that God had. He has always provided the very best for his people, and when the time came for his people's redemption, he provided the very, very best that he had in his son, Jesus Christ. And so if someone should ask, yes, I'm a young earther. I believe that the earth, there's plenty of scientific evidence to show that God has made this earth in just a very short time, and it is simply and majestically the handiwork of our loving and all-powerful God. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Creator, your spirit moved over the waters, and your spoken word brought creation into being. You were pleased with everything you made. Lord God, I thank and praise you for the beautiful world you created for my earthly home. Teach me to care for all of creation. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. Of course, Lord willing, I'll be back here on Monday morning. We'll be looking at Genesis chapter 2, the second account of creation. We don't have two separate events here. We have kind of like a quick synopsis with what we just read, and then in what we're going to be reading Monday, it goes into a lot more detail of what God did. People get all hung up on the two accounts of creation. It's the same account. One was just a thumbnail sketch, and the other one was a more in-depth description. But before Monday morning rolls around, we've got Sunday morning. And I truly look forward to seeing all of you in church. And if you can't make it up to the chapel, don't forget that you can join us on Facebook. You can join us on Zoom. And let's get together and celebrate our God who created everything. Everything is created for our enjoyment, for us to enjoy and provide everything we need for living. He's such a good God. Until next time then, beloved, may God richly bless you is my prayer.